is Morning Bus Fire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Oh, yeah. So at 5 a.m. this morning, we had a conversation of around Japa. Yeah, that's what we did at 5 a.m. today. And I said that we're going to continue. So I asked some salient questions this morning. Because we just hear Japa Japa. Everybody is talking about Japa Japa. In fact, some people just want to leave. And I asked, I gave some illustrations about, you know, many reasons why people leave. People want to leave. Some is because of their children, their now children. Some is because of their unborn children. They've admitted that their own don't pass. But their children, they just want a better life for them, a better culture, a better system, maybe even a better atmosphere to be able to express themselves religiously. To some people, it's for the good life and just for the good life only. They can't be bothered about any other thing apart from good life. To some people, it's because of job, their profession, because they want to be where their profession is appreciated. See, leave it or lump it, there are some professions that you can't be well appreciated if you are in a country like Nigeria, you know, but then you can get maximum value for your profession elsewhere. So some people relocate based on that. Some people move based on that. While some other people, like for the examples that we got this morning about an individual who relocated because of his or her autistic child. And it's the truth. He or she said that, look, no, it's a he. He said that his child, he had to relocate because of his child's health. And the moment they got there, it didn't take too long. The child was given, I think, did he say a hearing aid or something? For about 600,000 naira in Nigerian currency in the UK, free of charge. Now, you can't get there. See, go to heaven and come back. You cannot get that here. At least now you cannot, for free. By the government. Nah, it ain't gonna happen. It ain't gonna happen. Koleshele. So people relocate based on that as well. And there are other plenty more reasons why people leave. However, there are also some people who just want to go. Like, there is no plan whatsoever. They do not have any plan. They just want to go. Also, there are others who've got plan to go. They have just one plan, but then their plan is incomplete, i.e. those that are going through education. They go there without no plan as to how they are going to house themselves, how they are going to settle down or settle in into another society. So they end up sleeping in school libraries, in school cafeterias, in bus stations, in train stations, with their loads and everything. And they move from there. In fact, it's so bad now that some schools have started shutting down their libraries at night. Because according to them, they have foreign students who don't have plans for accommodation. And the school can only take as much. They can't take everybody because the accommodation on campus cannot, accommodate everybody. So they've seen that, you know, international students now have turned the library into a hall of residence that they now sleep over. And yeah. So they started shutting down. I saw someone who posted that, you know, on social media. He's a student as well. I think he's a master student and, I know, he's a PhD student, and he was reading for his course. And all of a sudden, he got to the library and found out that the library had been shot. So he asked questions and they told him why. So, my guy, babe, why do you want to Japa? Do you have plans? What's your plan? Like, what are the things that you put in place? Do you have a backup plan in case, you know, you can't Japa at the end of the day? Now, the other angle to our conversation is, how many times have you tried? Have you ever been duped before? Have you ever been defrauded before? Tell us that story. We want to hear that story. We are very much interested in hearing your entire jackpot story. Now, this exercise, basically, apart from creating awareness, we're not encouraging people to jackpot. It's basically for awareness creation, education purposes. It's not enough to just want to jackpot. You've got to put together a plan, a proper plan, before you can jackpot. Like somebody said this morning, he suffered for 11 years. He's married now. He's settled now. Yeah. His life is normal now. 11 years. My God. Okay. Let's talk. Well, let's talk. 01-277-0993. 01-277-1993, 277-2993, and 277-3993. I'll just call the smart number 0700-993-993-993. Female only line is 01-465-71904. For female callers and female callers only. That is 01-465-71904. So I don't know if you're aware that back in 2020, we have about 17 million Nigerians. As of September in 2020, 3 years ago, 17 million Nigerians are living in various countries of the world. 17 million are living in various countries of the world. And this was just official data because it was released by the federal government. Official data. I'm sure that, you know now, eh? You sabi now. Oh yeah, now let's talk. Good morning to you. Good morning. Yes, please. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
I think you're gonna have to call me back. Your line is not clear. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to call me back. I'm sorry. Do try and call me back. Okay. Good morning to you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
I don't jump up in the show.
Where you go?
I dey go where I go get rest of mind.
Kai, why you want jackpot?
Where
now?
My mind go dey cool.
Why you want jackpot? Why?
Where I no go tell anybody where go dey threaten me. Go. We no want to hear. Yeah. Go. Sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Hope for machine.
Welcome, Hope. Do you have a plan?
I dey go Ogwashuku. I dey japa go Ogwashuku.
What's they do this babe now?
Where I go get rest of mine. Bye-bye.
Oh my God. Let me see Joy. Joy is the Joy, how you doing?
I do, Mr. Sheriff. Thank you for the other day, Jerry. I've been called. I want to thank you. I called earlier.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you to that person.
Yeah.
May the person's pocket not run dry.
Amen.
Okay, for the jackpot thing, you know, send me my mind, no day here again. So I'm already making plans already. Anyways, I'm going to jackpot. If for nothing, for my children, I need quality education.
Okay.
That is not expensive.
Okay.
You know, here, even if I'm earning good salaries, you end up paying. I'm not in the high. I won't say I'm in the middle class. Is close to the other class, the lower class.
Yeah. So
my own middle class is not that. Maybe I'm in the, you know, high middle class.
Hmm.
So, and if you say you want a good quality education here in Nigeria, that means you have to spend. You keep spending and spending.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
So that is one thing. So that is the reason why I say if I'm going to go,
yeah,
I will go because of not career per se,
okay,
because of my children. I need them to have a
for
quality
the kids.
Education.
For the
so
kids.
They don't need to suffer what I mean suffer here.
Okay.
Some will tell you morals, this and that. No. Yeah. any travel goes spoil, goes spoil. Whether not for Nigeria, I deal. But then abroad, you deal. Mm. If the picking goes spoil,
it goes spoil.
Mm. You just need God's grace to make your child to be whoever you want your child to be.
Okay.
So that's for me.
So and your own is for the kids.
Food.
Okay. Mm. Okay, Joy. Thank you. Thank you. Let's tell Storm. Storm is in Yaba. Hi, Storm. Good morning, G.
Yeah. This is Don to question survival. Sherry.
Oh, he's Don. Okay. Welcome, Don.
Yeah. Sherry, my own is a long one, but let me talk pretty short.
Okay.
Many years ago, during early 90s and late 90s, I planned to travel. Then I got somebody. I got me international passport, EMA passport, ECOWAS passport, all the passports that I need to get because I wanted to go even through ships and through others.
Okay.
Yes. Anyhow, so I met somebody for the chief. I was duped.
Hmm.
He said his name is Chief. Then he took me somewhere in a, at the Vigameta West.
Okay.
So he said that place is house. He took me from supermarket within Oyibo side. That is his brother's place and his own shop as well, his own supermarket.
Okay.
At the end of the day, he collected all the passports. No way. Even to the whole land I was planning to go to Germany. To US, where I would go and study, and they also make money. Even at the time, I even wanted to go to Saudi Arabia to make punch money and come back to Nigeria. You understand? At the end of the day, nothing. If I tell you how much I spent, then you just speak to my life. I'm telling you.
Has that stopped you? Have you stopped trying to leave the country?
Yeah, that was early 90s. And the late 90s, I still tried again.
Okay.
No way.
Okay.
The same too.
But now you're not trying again?
No, I'm not trying again.
Okay.
If anybody will do that, that would be my children. Mm. You understand? Any person that wants to go and study abroad, any person that wants to go and money abroad, then I will advise them what to do. At least I have gotten experience. At the time, I started. I become an agent for going to the immigration and getting passport for people.
Okay.
And then I know many immigration officers then because of my experience, I meet them to get my passport and all that.
Yeah.
So I help people to get the international passport as well. Then I use it to make some money to cover up my life.
Mm. Okay.
So
all
that
right.
is that.
Don, thanks for sharing your story. Let's speak with Lekan. Lekan is in Ogun State. Lekan, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Yeah, concerning this conversation, I'm one of the young Nigerians that still has hope for Nigeria. I so much have hope for a better Nigeria.
Okay.
But I've come to the realization that there's still a need for me to have a taste of education over there.
Okay.
And if, God willing, I see an opportunity that can bring me back to move Nigeria forward. I'm willing to render my service in the course of doing that. So I have the same Chapa syndrome plan.
Okay.
And I'm going through the legal route.
Okay.
And that's the route of education, furthering my education. And in the course of doing that, the experience and the know-how I'm able to get in the process, it's possible that Nigeria. In Nigeria, I want or Nigeria I aspire to see. If I see a clear sign that it is possible, I see no reason why I cannot return back to the country. And
so, let me talk to you for a moment, right? So you want to leave for education purposes, right?
Yeah.
What if the opportunity to serve the nation or your state doesn't present itself? What's going to happen? Are you still going to come back, or you're going to stay back regardless?
Of course, I said it clearly that when I see the sign that, because the truth is, a lot of us have lost hope in the country. In fact, 2 years ago, I'm not part of those that have this mentality of, yeah, we have to just go leave the country before we can make it.
Yeah.
But now, the hope is just so bleak. I've come to the realization that the country is not even working for anyone.
Mm.
But the truth is, the attachment I see for Nigeria is still very, very, very,
so
very.
What I want to know is, after education, are you going to come back, or are you going to wait for an opportunity to serve before
of
you come
course,
back?
Of course, there's still the patriotism that comes with it. So I'm from my mindset is still very clean. I plan on coming back if I see the opportunity in the country. You know, it's a different thing entirely when you go over there. and you are exposed to a lot of things, and you look back into your own country and you don't see any opportunity in the country.
Yeah.
It's different in entirely.
Yeah.
So it's a case of mentality in my own case. And I feel before you leave, if you have a second thought about the whole issue of, okay, when I leave the country, what am I living for? Is it just to get the exposure? And am I determined to also deploy the know-how or the mentality I've gained in the process? Am I ready to deploy the whole thing in the development of the country?
Right.
I think, in fact, a lot of people outside there, many doctors who have left the country, it's not like they don't have any concern for their own country. But look at people that have spent so much money educating themselves, going to medical schools, going to a lot of training.
Right.
And at the end of the whole thing, they get nothing in return.
Lekan, the conditions have to be right before you can return.
Yeah, of course. Okay. I need to see a clear sign of, is going to work for me, and I can always return back
And thanks for talking to me, Leko. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate it. Let's see if Rita is still here. Hi, Rita. Rita.
Yeah. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning. Sheriff. Morning to you, Rita.
Yes. Yeah. Mr. Sheriff.
Yeah.
I don't have a plan to run, no.
Where are you running to?
Maybe you say don't have a plan. Maybe you just click finish and you go. I'm going because of the life of my child. Okay. My children are the ones coming up, Sheriff. Because imagine an 8-year-old child telling you, Mommy, I'm tired of this country. What kind of election is this? So people cannot go and vote for their right again, Sheriff, because she was hearing it from the radio. What kind of life am I giving to that child in this country?
So you're just going to leave because of your child?
Because, Sheriff, the information passed through her now is wrong information, to be sincere, from the country.
Yeah, okay.
I'm feeling bad against it. I'm feeling bad.
Okay. All right.
So if for the child to ask for her leaving, Sheriff, let me leave.
Okay. All right. But how about a plan for yourself? Do you have a plan for yourself?
No, I have a plan for myself.
Okay.
What families over there? I have a plan for myself, how we'll live, you know, my career also.
All right. All right. Okay, then. Thank you, Rita. Best of luck, okay? Best of luck, yeah? All right. I'm going to take some messages right now dropping on our live stream. Nigerians are talking, they are talking. Let's start from YouTube. Gbenga says, people are jackpying to have relative peace, security in all fields and comfort. 71 Emok says, what beats me is that you get the best education that you hardly need here, because we have bastardized the system here. Why don't we fix here first? To a level, at least. 71 Emok seems to think that we can fix it. Yeah, okay. Bless says, relocation is attractive to me because simple things in developed countries are made so difficult here, from interactions with the civil service and businesses to the transport system. That's Bless Anya, who said, I know countries like Consofa. If I go there, things will not be as hard as they are, you know, here back home. Okay. All right. I hear you. I'm going to cross to WhatsApp. Pardon me, callers. Okay. We're going to start with the calls after the break. For now, let's offload some messages that I've dropped. All right. Please bear with me. Okay.
Is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info, Lagos, Nigeria. A very lovely morning to you. Thank you again for tuning in to the Morning Crossfire today. We appreciate your time. Let's quickly get down to business once again. We will be taking some thoughts off social media this morning. Shola is here. I guess Shola is in Canada. Shola says, I was earning relatively well and comfortable. He got married and he said he was sure he couldn't bring up kids in the environment that is in Nigeria here, then he left. He said the treatment our newborn has received from the Canadian government since birth earlier this year only confirmed I made the right decision. He said we'll get there. Shola, thank you for sharing your jackpot story with us. Okay, I'm going to take another one very quickly. This one says, Oh wow. I'm gonna take another one though. Let me take another one. Somebody says some people want to jackpot because of class in order to have ego over their peers and family. So the conversation really is not about other people. The conversation is personal. It's about you. I mean, everybody could go on and on and tell us why Nigerians are jackpotting. No, that's not the conversation. The conversation is you. If you're not considering it, that's okay. That's fine. I mean, don't speak for others. Don't speak for people. Speak for yourself. That's why we're having this conversation, okay? And thank you for the effort, though. Appreciate it. So I'm going to take this one here that says, I want to jackpot because I'm a tech guy and I need more knowledge. Most because people in IT programming are from US. I'm going because I want to change my family's background, nationality, and always like to see my kids being a white. I don't understand that. Okay, you want to marry from over there. And he said, number three, I'm going because of education. Number four, I just love being in good environment. Number five, I love seeing new renovation around me, whatever that means. Number six, because of good paying for tech guys, okay, the economy, economic reason. Number seven, I'm just tired hearing all things. Sean, thank you. Your message is clear and delivered as well. Thank you so much for sharing that. Appreciate it. So let me take another one. Let's take another one very quickly now. This individual says, I would love to jackpot with my family if I have the opportunity, but I hear a lot happening with marriages when they get abroad, how men and women end up breaking their marriages due to the culture of the Western nations, and even worse, the excess laws that will most likely spoil your children or gender identity. You know what I mean. I would prefer my children finish school here before I jackpot, at least by then. They will have grown to be able to choose from right and wrong and not be influenced by the culture of these Western countries. Sean is resending that one. Sean, thank you. Maybe it's another Sean, actually. But thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it. I'm coming to telephone in a moment. Let me just take one more. Let's take one more. After this one, then I will come over to take your thought over the telephone. And this person says, let me see. Okay, they are speaking for others. So I'm going to move away from those that are speaking for anybody or everybody and take those that are speaking for themselves. This person says, Ukeme from Lawanson says, I will jackpot to look for better opportunities and develop myself as well. That's Ukeme who said that. You don't tell me, you haven't told me whether you have started planning it or you're yet to start. Okay, because we'd like to know as well. This person says, his name is Godwin. He says, I've been to two European countries and I came back because I didn't have the right management with regards to my career, even though I had the right documents to stay. But now, when I travel again, I will never make the mistake of coming back here. Even if things don't go as planned immediately, I will stay there until it does, even if it requires me switching careers temporarily. What's your name? Godwin, who said that he's been there before, but now he's considering going back to relocate permanently. Godwin, thank you for sharing your story. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. Victor, it's Victor from my job.
Welcome.
Okay, so I want to ask, do you still remember that once upon a time in this country, there was this, I don't want to say the hashtag now, because then the hashtag thing haven't started, like the Ghana must go. You still remember?
Go on, please. Go on. Make your points quickly. Go on.
And today we have people in Ghana who are saying Nigerians must go. And I don't know how true. Someone told me that Guinness, Nigeria, actually moved their headquarters from Nigeria.
Do you want to share a jackpot story?
Yes, that's where I'm exactly going. Because as a matter of fact, if not that my transport is not complete, I should have been in Ghana now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if I have sufficient transport, because I have a friend there who lives there, his school's there, and then he does a part-time job also.
Okay.
I've called him. I've asked him how is the environment and all of that. So I'll be squatting, you know, getting there and all of that.
Okay.
So, but I'm interested. I'm going to.
What do you intend to be doing when you get to Ghana eventually?
Oh, there's a factory over there, so I've already sent my curriculum vitae to him. So,
okay.
And then he's like, okay, just come and all of that. So, for me, I'm never talking about Canada. So when people are talking about USA, Canada, Australia, and all of that, I'm talking about Ghana.
Okay.
I prefer to be in Ghana than to be in this country, please.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your story with us. That's highly appreciated, really. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, please.
This is Pastor Martin from Ojo.
Pastor, welcome.
Thank you very much, sir. You know, in a country where the so-called the youth are not allowed to determine their future, what do you think we should be doing? This country, we've been told when we were in school that we, the children or the youth, are the leaders of tomorrow. But up to today, those that started this very independence, I see the ones in power.
Mm.
So when are we going to be there? So the issue of jackpying or leaving the country is as a result of all these things. And I'm telling you, if that opportunity comes for me, I will do so. But going outside the country, will it change Nigeria? That is the issue. But we have resolved by the grace of God that this time around, we are not going to agree. We are not going to agree. We will stay here and repair this country.
Okay, so you don't have any plan of relocating, basically.
I don't have any plan.
Okay, all right. Thank you for sharing that. Please save the intro, eh? Just talk about your plan, whether you want to jackpot or not, and don't speak of everybody. Okay, like I said before, I said earlier in the morning. I'm certain that some people didn't listen to it. People relocate everywhere, even where things are working. People still relocate. People leave those places to go to Hawaii, to go to Barbados, to go to St. Kitts. You know, people have reasons why they relocate. I'm not saying that you shouldn't relocate. No, not at all, right? I'm just saying that whether things are perfect or things are not perfect, people will still move. It's in human nature. People would go. They can go for any reason. They can go for just for knowledge. They can go for economic reasons. They can go for health reasons. They can go for, you know, just any reason. Any reason that appeals to them. They leave and they go. They go settle elsewhere. That's why I keep saying it's personal. Don't speak for others. Speak for yourself. Like, what's your plan? Do you have a plan to jackpot? If you have a plan, why are you jackpotting? Why do you want to leave? That's a conversation. I'm not asking you why Nigerians are leaving. No. I think yeah, everybody has their reason why they're leaving. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning. I'm out to Nigerian Info.
Yes, you're on Nigeria Info.
Oh, Oluwaseyo. Let me just... Boss, I'm out to Crossfire.
Yes, you're on the morning Crossfire.
Ah, good morning, good morning.
Good morning,
my name
sir.
Is Abiodun.
You're welcome.
I'm calling from UK.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I want to just share my experience.
Yes, please.
I came to UK January on a student visa. I'm currently doing MBA. I have a business in Nigeria,
okay,
which I'm going back to. I've had the experience. One thing I observed that Nigeria, we don't want to hear the truth. So anybody that wants to jackpot and doesn't have a plan, let them go ahead.
Hmm.
I am here.
Hmm.
I am missing home.
Hmm.
I see a lot of Nigerians, even in my class. They have good jobs.
Hmm.
Good jobs in Nigeria. But they are here. And their reality is done on them.
Hmm.
The bills is done on them.
Hmm.
For someone like me, I have a self-worth. And I look at the kind of job available for me, even as a student, I can't do it.
Hmm.
I just completed one last week. I nearly died.
Wow.
I nearly died. Because 20 hours for students in this place, you can't get a good job. Based on my profession, I can get a good job. I'm not a student, and they will pay me well. But because I'm a student,
okay,
my wife, she's a healthcare. Thank God she has gotten a job. She has gotten a full-time job now.
Hmm.
But for me, I look at 15 years in logistics, coming to this country, and the only thing I can see is factory work, I nearly died last year.
Wow.
Yes, I can see good light, good road, everything. Yes, I wish we had this thing in country. But based on my level in Nigeria, once I'm through with my MBA, I'm going back to my country. The good thing is that I have a partner, so I am still running the business from here.
Okay.
But for Nigerians that are coming here, you are not a doctor, especially if you are coming to Nigeria, you don't have a work visa. I beg people, please stay in your country. Because you will see people. I saw somebody one day, I said, if I meet this person in Oshodi, I will understand. But I'm meeting this guy in UK, stressed up, because they need to pay bills.
Okay.
I'm not the one that go on social media, but Nigeria doesn't want the truth. So anybody that wants to come, they should come. I can't say because of my children, I am going to lose my self-worth. So the reality is that this place is not rosy for everybody. It's rosy for some people, just like what you said. Maybe 10, 5, 15 years' time, I might be stabilized. But I don't even need that. I need to go back to my country after my program. Let me draw my generator. Let me be in traffic. But what I have spent a lot of money that if I had known, I would have used half of that money to get a work visa for my wife, so she would be here, while I would be going back to Nigeria to and fro. My brother, anybody that wants to hear, make them hear. Anybody that wants to jackpot, Nigeria. But if you don't have a substantial plan, especially work visa, please stay in your country. Because this place, people will not tell you the truth. But I said, when I go back home, I'm going to tell my people, if you have a good job, stay in Nigeria. It's not that worse. Yes, things are working. Yes, I understand. But the reality will be done on people, and people will swallow that pride. They will swallow that shame. They will not. I have a neighbor that said, Joseph, I sold my cars. I sold this. And the guy said, I hope this is not a wrong move. But people will not tell you that story. This is the first time I'm calling, but I just want my voice to be heard that people are not telling you their experience. God bless you.
Bless you too.
People that want to hear, they will hear. But me, by God's grace, I'll go back once I have a break. I want to feel that traffic. I want to feel that generator. Because it's not what I have spent within November till now. I can't spend it in 1 year.
Okay.
I can't spend it. If not because I have underlying business that is sustaining me, I have not been working. I only worked 2 weeks last week, 2 days last week. I nearly died. I have never done that kind of job in 15 years. So that is the reality.
You're a big man.
So that's why I have to go back to big man in Nigeria, but not here, because your money will be turned to pounds.
Yeah.
That's it. That's what, if not because all my other students now, they said, we have to go and do a job. We have to go and work. But me, because I have something to fall back to, that's why we can, by now, maybe I would have been in factory. I said, fast. I said, I can't fast more than this if I die. I lost a friend last month. He came to UK on Tuesday and died on Friday. He just sent me his burial preparation yesterday. He came on Tuesday and died on Friday.
Wow. I'm sorry.
Big boy.
I'm sorry.
Getting a good job. Big boy. Full of life. But people don't tell their story, because even Nigerians don't want to hear. They believe we are worse. But no. No. Why would I have a job like 200K, 300K, and I want to come to a country that, yes, you will make the pounds, but can that pass even pay your debt bill? That is the reality.
All right,
we
thank
are not
you.
Educated enough to do the analysis.
Thank
I think
you.
God will help us.
Thank you
but
so
Nigeria
much. I'm glad. I'm glad that you got through, honestly, because our Skype hasn't been up and running. Thank you so much, Larry, for calling. I don't even know how you did it. Oh, yeah, I would have asked you how you did it. How you were able to get through to the telephone here and not Skype. Skype has been misbehaving. I could see the calls, but I can't pick the calls. I don't know what's going on with it. Oh, yeah. Well, that's something, right? Okay. Okay. So, let's Let's try and get some calls in. Azu has been on the line. Azu is in, where is this? Ejigbo, I think.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Sharif. How are you, sir? This is Azu from Ejigbo. Yeah. So, me, I want to jackpot, although I've started my processing, but I'm having a big issue.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
The issue is that I and my son, we are planning to jackpot. As me, I'm planning, my son too is planning his own to jackpot. My 17-year-old boy.
Okay.
So, he said he doesn't want to school in Nigeria, and I'm just an Uber driver.
Hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I told him, like, okay, well, since you want to jackpot, you know you have to get an admission, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But that's
yeah.
not the issue. So, he applied in a school in U.S., he got admission. I even told him to write IELTS for the first time, 7.5. He got it. So now he has been to the embassy once, but he was denied the visa. That was last year. So again, he has reapplied again. So we are waiting for date now to go back. So for us now, whoever that gets it will leave first. So that's my own story. Thank you so much. And well done, sir.
Thank you, too. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, father, son, about the Jaguar. All right. It's 8:52 right now. I think we can take some comments that have dropped. We have quite a number of them here as we roll out. Apologies to our friends in diaspora who couldn't get through to us. I mean, look, we're trying to get you in here, but we couldn't for some reason. I'm sure it'll be fixed for the shows coming up next. I'm certain that this will be corrected. But hey, we have to go now. I can't even take any messages anymore. We have to go. I knew this was going to drag on for so long because the essence of this conversation really is not to discourage you, not at all. It's not also to encourage you, not at all. It's for information sharing. It's for enlightenment purposes. It's for education purposes. Right. It's just to find out whether you know enough about the decision you're about to make. You can ask anybody who's been there, who's returned. You can ask people that are there, that are living there. You can ask students who are there as well. You can do thorough research. Please ensure that you do your due diligence before you finally make up your mind. Yes, you can have the intention to relocate. There's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with it to want to relocate. It's okay if that's your choice. But please make sure you're making an informed decision. So do everything you can to research. Go online. There are materials. There are people online. Some of these things you can even do them yourself. Or just know. Have that knowledge. Speak with friends. Go on platforms online where you can, you know, have access to resources to learn more about what you're about to do and the place you're going, their culture, their practices, everything that you know you can bear, basically. That's how it's done. I'm Sharif Quadri. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Good morning to you.
Oriflame Cynthia.
That's me.
Oriflame Cynthia. I thought you jackpot me. Unless you meant jackpot to go and place my 100 BP Oriflame order for this month. Abby, who no one grab bra?
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire them. Those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not